This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado lawmakers have a lot to say about new tariffs. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The state's Democratic senators and representatives all slammed the tariffs, saying they're a tax that will raise prices and hit all Coloradans in their wallets. Starting this weekend, Trump has ordered 10% across-the-board tariffs for most countries, and then some additional so-called reciprocal tariffs. But at least two Republicans are defending the move. Representative Lauren Boebert said she supports Trump's efforts to level the trade playing field, while Republican Gabe Evans said ultimately he thinks this move will help the world get to what he called free and fair trade practices. But that may take time. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A new White House directive says schools must share a child's gender identity information with parents. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The letter says any gender plan should be part of the child's education record, which federal privacy laws mandate parents should have access to. Colorado state law requires school districts to respect non-legal name changes, and most schools try to notify parents, but in some cases, not all parents are supportive. Denver Public Schools has guidelines advising staff to not out a student's transgender status to parents without the student's explicit permission. Colorado Springs District 11 has a policy requiring parental notification and consent for a student to change their name on school records. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Springs gets the Monopoly treatment with a new edition of the classic board game. Properties are divided between iconic Springs landmarks and sponsored businesses. Garden of the Gods and Pikes Peak take the place of the original Monopoly Boardwalk and Park Place properties. Colorado Springs and some 40 other cities and regions are featured in new special editions of the game. Do you remember the pine beetle that killed so much of Colorado's forests? That bug is back.
You know, I remember my summer camp up near Granby having all of its lodgepole pines killed by these beetles, and eventually they had to be clear cut.
CPR climate reporter Sam Brash explains the mountain pine beetle's resurgence in Colorado later in this hour. This is CPR News.